The government's budget plan to pay businesses to take on interns has been welcomed by the welfare sector, as we heard yesterday, Cassandra Goldie describing it as a shift from the use of the stick to the use of the carrot. It's a $750 million program to get young unemployed Australians into jobs, and it was a key plank of the first Turnbull-Morrison budget. It's called the Youth Jobs Path Scheme, and PATH stands for Prepare, Trial, Hire. It will give employers a subsidy to provide training, internships, and hopefully a job to 120,000 job seekers aged under 25. But the union movement warns this program could turn into a churn and burn scheme, which will see unscrupulous bosses hiring young people as cheap labour. The Employment Minister, Michaela Cash, joins me in the Parliament House studios. Minister, good morning. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you so much, Fran, and great to be with you and your listeners.
It's a three-stage program, this program. It'll start next April. Three-week skills training, internship placements, and finally, hopefully, permanent employment. Will these young people get real skills, or could they? Are they going to be working in cafes or supermarkets?
Absolutely. So let's talk about it in basic English. This is all about our young people, getting them ready, giving them a go, and getting them a job. Fran, what we've done is we've looked at the evidence both domestically and globally. And what the evidence says is you need a three-stage pathway to ensure that our youth have the best possible opportunity to impress an employer and get a sustainable job. So that's why in the first stage we are preparing them for employment. And as you identified, two blocks of three-week training to literally give them those soft skills which so many of our youth today do not have. After they've got those soft skills, they have the opportunity to undertake an internship. Again, that is based on all the feedback from employers in particular and job seekers themselves. They just don't have an opportunity to get their foot in the door and showcase their skills.
And everyone knows that. Everyone
exactly.
knows from when you were young,
it's
hard to get your
exactly.
start. But nevertheless, businesses will be offered an upfront $1,000 payment
yes.
to host an intern. That's for 15 to 25 hours a week
yes.
from 4 to 12 weeks. The interns get an extra $200 a fortnight, topping up their
on
new
top
start.
Of, exactly.
It's not bad, though, is it? $1,000 to get free labour for up to 25 hours a week for
okay.
a few months. Safeguards are in there to stop
there
it being
just a
churn and burn?
There will be significant safeguards, and I hate to say, it is not $1,000 for free labour. And, you know, this package has been welcomed, as you rightly said. Cassandra Goldie ACOS has welcomed the package across the board. Even Andrew Leigh, I think everyone would say one of the more reasonable members of the Labour Party, has welcomed this package. Said it's something we should all be looking at. It's not $1,000 for free labour. This is to defray the costs that are associated with taking someone on. But in terms of the safeguards, I can assure you, the department monitors these situations very closely. So, for example, in the event that an employer was to take on two or three interns, that would be a trigger in our system, and we would go and speak with that employer. The employer also has to verify in the first instance with both the job provider and the department, this is a real vacancy. So that's the first thing you've got to prove. It's a real vacancy. You cannot just make a vacancy up. You will not be able to participate in the program.
So they actually have to have a vacancy before they can take on an intern?
Because this is all about, remember, getting a real job. And this is the fundamental difference, Fran, between what we've done in the past, okay, and what this program is doing. Getting them ready, giving them those soft skills and the training, giving them a go, giving them that opportunity, get your foot in the door, showcase your skills, and hopefully for 30,000 Australians each year, young Australians, getting a job.
So what will trigger the department if an employer applies for one intern, then another intern, then another intern, and they're churned
Absolutely.
Over?
Absolutely. Can I tell you? And let's be fair to employers. The majority of employers do the right thing. I've already been in discussions with tourism and hospitality. They have, as you know, a real need for workers. They don't want to have to rely on foreign labour. This is a great opportunity for them to work with government and industry to put in place an industry-led program to ensure that the young Australians out there have the right skills that industry needs to ultimately get a sustainable job in what is an emerging job sector in our transitioning economy.
I think there's a lot positive about this scheme, but the unions also are a little worried about the impact of this on older unskilled workers. Why would an employer hire a worker on the minimum wage when they can get a subsidised young worker, because they'll get up to $10,000 if they keep someone on in this
job. Youth wage subsidy?
Have you considered that?
Absolutely. And again, youth unemployment in Australia, unacceptably high. Almost a quarter of a million of our youth are unemployed. It currently stands at 12%. We acknowledge that the last thing we want to see is youth depending on welfare. So this is a concerted effort to say to those quarter of a million people, we need to upskill you and give you a go. But at the other end of the scale, we already do have wage subsidies, Fran, for those over the age of 50. We have what's called the Restart Wage Subsidy.
So, are they as generous as this?
Yes, they are. Yes, okay. They are. So we cater for, you know, wage subsidies across the board, but in particular, we acknowledge we need to do more for our youth. Most mature age people may have had a job, so they've already got those soft skills. Our youth, on the other hand, may not have even had a chance to get their foot in the door.
Minister, I need to get to your other portfolio, but just briefly, someone has likened this to the Pink Bat scheme, and given what happened there and the tragic death of four young workers, will your government be responsible for the health and welfare of every young person
absolutely,
who's on an internship?
Absolutely, Fran. Absolutely. There are very strict occupational safety and health requirements across the board for government, for providers, for the person, you know, hosting the internship. All of this is already in place in our current programs, and I can assure you it will be in place for this program. But Fran, this is a key element of our policy, getting our youth ready, giving them a go and getting them a job. And I'm delighted that across the sector it has been hailed as a success.
It's 17 to 8. Our guest is Michaela Cash. She's the Minister of Employment and Women. Can I ask you about the domestic and family violence
Absolutely.
Measures in the budget? The budget papers include $100 million over 3 years to tackle domestic violence. Can I just get this clear? Is this new money on top of the $101 million announced in September?
Okay, exactly. So this builds on the significant commitment the federal government has already made. So with the Women's Safety Package that the Prime Minister and I announced in September of last year, that was an additional $100 million. In the budget, we have now announced a further $100 million over the 3 years. This $100 million will go towards what's known as the Third National Plan to Reduce Violence Against Women and Their Children. And that's what that money has been allocated to.
So let's look at how that might be spent. Okay. Not strictly your portfolio, I know, but funding cuts to community legal centres. We spoke earlier this morning to the chair of the National Association of the Legal Centres, Rosalind Munro. They face a looming funding cliff, as you'd know, from July next year. Let's just have a listen to Rosalind Munro.
In 2014, when the Productivity Commission released its report around access to justice, they had a recommendation in that report that said we need an immediate injection into the legal service sector of $200 million. So we're not even coming close to addressing that urgent need 2 years ago, let alone building on any of the services that might step up to meet that increased demand as a result of the awareness campaign around domestic violence.
So, fair point. I mean, will some of it and how much of it will go to community legal centres?
The answer is yes. A proportion of this funding will be allocated to frontline services, the priority being legal services, and we're just finalising the consultations and announcements will be made during the election.
Minister, and before I let you go, we have had a call responding to our previous discussion about the youth unemployment scheme and the training scheme. Karen from Woi Woi says, why not money to give free training to young people in industries of the future like coatings and robotics instead of internships wiping down tables, because the cost of courses at TAFE and colleges are now astronomical, as indeed they are.
Okay, well, let's never be job snobs, because the best form of welfare is a job.
No, but we're talking about future productivity.
Absolutely, and we will be working across the board with industry. So this is not one type of job. This is industry putting their hands up and saying, this is where there is the need for training, etc., and jobs, and we'll be working with industry. So this is going to be across the board where job vacancies are.
Michaela Cash, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much. Great to be with you.
Senator Michaela Cash, she's the Minister for Employment and Women. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 14 minutes to 8.